Well, welcome everybody. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. We are on day 45, Trusting Inner Guidance. In the spring of 1973, during my one-year training in Ohio, there was an exercise that our whole group was supposed to participate in. The object was for a group of us to go to an area in the country, talk to people in that city for 3 weeks or so, and then run an introductory Bible class for them for another 3 weeks, and then return to Ohio. I was assigned to Moorhead, Minnesota, with a group of people that were going to leave in about 2 weeks. I had no objections. I didn't really know Minnesota because I had never been there, and interestingly enough, a few years later, I would be assigned there to run that state, but that's another story for another time. The problem was, I had something else pulling on my heart. Now, I need to give you the backstory so you can understand the whole picture. In 1968, this ministry I was a part of exploded with young people as part of the overall Jesus movement that I had talked about before. The main areas of growth were California, Kansas, New York, and of course, our little town of Greenville, North Carolina, on the East Carolina University campus. As it sadly happens so many times, when there is big growth, egos and money get involved, and in the spring of 1972, just as I was getting ready to graduate and become part of this ministry on a larger scale, the leadership in California and New York decided to pull away and start their own separate works from the work in Ohio. That would have been fine if the leadership had just gone away to start something new, but they wanted to take all the people with them as well. Some people didn't even know it was happening, but it did. This was devastating to me. This ministry I was going to give my life to was falling apart. I sat on the campus of East Carolina one morning, thinking about it, praying about it, and talking to God about it. And the insight that came to me, and I don't really remember exactly how, but the bottom line was, quote, I am not in the ministry. The ministry is in me. Therefore, no one can take it away, and I can't lose it. End of quote. Well, that's the thought I had, and that's the picture I had in my mind. That set my heart at ease, and I was okay after that. The fallout still happened, and it was devastating. A month or so earlier, at the Easter event we held at East Carolina, three musicians from New York who played and sang together came to perform for us. They called themselves Pressed Down, Shaken Together, and Running Over, which is a verse from the Bible about God's abundant blessing. But we just usually called them Pressed Down. Two acoustic guitars and three voices that harmonize like angels. They were as good as any group that played at Woodstock a few years earlier, and everything they sang was about God and the Bible. I can't even describe how good they were at playing, singing, and songwriting. Just simply amazing. I loved these guys for what they were doing. But what does this have to do with the story? Being from New York, they were part of the fallout from the leadership pulling away from the bigger ministry. Back now in the story to the spring of 1973 and me being assigned to Minnesota. Well, my heart was pulled to go to Long Island, New York, and to try to help put things back together. When I say pulled, it was so strong and so vivid that I actually walked into the office of the man that was running everything at the time and said that even though I didn't mind going to Minnesota, I really believed that God wanted me to go to New York and help these people there. Who the hell was I to walk in and basically say, you know, I think you made a mistake. I'm supposed to go to New York. Well, he just looked at me and said, why don't you let me run the ministry? To which I replied, yes, sir, and left. You idiot, what were you thinking? Was what I told myself for the rest of the morning. At lunch, two of my friends, who had been sitting there in the office, when I came in to talk about this, came over to me and said, I can't believe you came in and did that this morning. I know, I replied. How stupid was that? No, they said, you don't understand. Not 30 minutes before you came in, the New York ministry leader had called asking for a group to be sent to New York to help heal things. Talk about shock. Well, long story short, 2 weeks later, I was with about 10 or 12 others on our way to New York to heal what had been broken. To top it all, 4 months later, my first assignment on the field was Long Island, New York, and I'll tell you more about that later. You should always trust your inner guidance and not get talked out of it just because it looks like, oh, looks or sounds crazy. Don't be afraid to at least explore what is pulling on your heart and see where it goes. It may not pan out, but at least you were willing to put yourself on the line and see. The next time, it could be a very important matter, and your answer to God's call could change everything.